Several things, in fact.
Do they prove that he's guilty?
Let's get back to Baker Street.
I told you there was no danger of discovery. Spent a day making sure of it. The movements of the servants, the neighbors, the constable on the beat.
You never said anything about a policeman,
didn't I?
No, must have slipped my mind. That's not a visitor
at this hour.
No doubt about it. Don't you recognize the coachman?
Good evening, gentlemen. You've met Mr. Nicholson, I believe. And you know the colonel, of course.
Now, sit there and be quiet. This is outrageous.
Dr. Lamand, the murderer. Look, I've bound and gagged a man before. I know what I'm doing. Thank you, Mr. Nicholson. Beautifully done. Please wait for me downstairs.
You jeopardized the entire case. This is common assault.
Nonsense. I made a citizen's arrest based on very good evidence. He was going to attack me with this. You were told to be quiet.
Keep still, Upward.
What are you doing?
I want him to be able to talk. There.
You thugs. I'll see you all in jail for this. Release me at once.
All in good time, Colonel. Perhaps you'd be kind enough to answer one question first.
You're insane, the lot.
It's a simple enough question. Why is it, when you have an admirably efficient domestic staff, that you've taken to the very odd habit of disposing of your household waste by burying it in your back garden?
I've absolutely no idea what you're talking about, sir.
Oh, I think you have. The patch of newly turned earth was perfectly visible from the French windows in your study, and so were the footsteps leading from them straight to it. An odd starting point for a spot of gardening. Don't you agree?
This is arrant nonsense.
If the need ever arises again, I recommend an incinerator, but I suppose that would have excited too much attention.
Mr. Holmes, what exactly did he bury?
Oh, some extremely interesting items. Watson, the sack.
Here. Yeah.
Prosecution Exhibit Number 1, a somewhat disreputable brown overcoat. It bears a curious resemblance to the one worn by the mysterious tramp who obligingly picked up a letter which nobody had dropped.
It's just an old coat. It proves nothing.
Exhibit Number 2, a handwritten note on the stationery of the Nonpareil Club. A fine example of the late Albert Cattrall's handwriting, perfect for copying.
And before you speak, Colonel, yes, I agree, it proves nothing. A competent defense lawyer would dispose of it in minutes, even in conjunction with your attack on this good lady. These things aren't sufficient to sway a fair-minded British jury.
At last, you're speaking sense, Holmes.
But consider Exhibit Number 3, also buried, let us remember, with the rest. 2 packs of playing cards from the Nonpareil Club, both of them brand new, freshly unsealed and quite unused, and both of them lacking the Ace of Spades.
So, another triumph for the great Sherlock Holmes. Another victory to be lauded to the skies and written down in the history books. Be thankful, Mr. Holmes.
For what?
For fame. For prestige. For power. For the fact that you can make a difference in this miserable world. For not having been forgotten.
Well, Mr. Holmes, what can I say? You saved me from making a fool of myself. Even if between the two of you, you and the Rigoletti woman broke half the laws on the statute books tonight.
Oh, nonsense, Lestrade. And that's no way to speak of a respectable lady and a concerned citizen.
I suppose you want me to apologize to her.
I want you to do only what your conscience dictates.
So I hope you understand, ma'am. I had to do my duty. What's past is past, I do accept that, but, well, if you look at it from my point of view...
Inspector, please. There's not a word more to be said. To err is human. And even detectives are allowed to be human sometimes.
Well, in that case, ma'am, I wish you a very good night. Good night to you, Mr. Holmes.
Lestrade.
Good night, Inspector.
and thank you again.
Oh, do you know?